Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He is an NFL analyst. He's brought to us by BetOnline.ag. Andy Benoit, who's been on the show with us before, joining us on the program. Andy, great to catch up with you. I know you do a lot of film work. You watch a lot of film. And I'm very curious your thoughts on what Bill O'Brien is trying to accomplish with this team offensively, having moved out Hopkins, but having added a ton of speed on the outside and David Johnson.
Yeah, you nailed it. The speed, Brandon Cooks, David Johnson coming aboard. And what's so interesting, Cooks is very similar stylistically to Will Fuller. And then I know Kenny Stills, when he's in the slot, when he was with Miami especially, he's not necessarily great on deep crossing routes, but anything that stays on his side of the field vertically, he is a phenomenal receiver there. So you've got three really good deep vertical type receivers, and you have a quarterback in Deshaun Watson who I know one of the first things this coaching staff loved about Watson was his willingness to turn it loose going deep. And when Watson knows where he's going with the ball, in other words, we have a play drawn up, and it's a deep shot for this guy. It's for Cooks off of this route, or it's for Fuller off of that route. He is an outstanding pocket passer. So you're playing to his strengths like that. I think that's, I mean, we can all talk about the Hopkins trade and, you know, what's the value in there and how do they do it from the general manager side of it. But if we're sticking just football-wise and what this team is this week, which is what Kansas City's doing right now, that's a lot of firepower downfield.
You know, Andy, it didn't really dawn on me, honestly, until this morning, just how different this offense is going to be. Because typically when we bring somebody in from outside of Houston to talk about things, we'll talk about the Texans a little bit. But it's not going to be, hey, tell me about these three different receiving options on my own team. Tell me about Randall Cobb. Tell me about Brandon Cooks. Tell me about David Johnson. Because you've watched a lot of these guys. So I guess the overarching question is, how do you get all of this to come together in a year where there's no off season, where there's no preseason games or combined practices? Like, yes, it's a lot of speed, but how do you make it all mesh?
Yeah, that's a great question. And receiver chemistry is a big deal in Houston. They love to go out of empty formations. That's Watson's favorite formation, I would guess. And I think they led the league, actually, in spread empty sets last year. And just as an example of how they use their receivers a little differently, most teams, when they go spread empty, it's a lot of one-on-one routes, ISO type of routes. And, you know, Houston's going to do some of that. That's part of the reason they have David Johnson. With him and Duke Johnson, you're always going to have a quality receiving back on the field. But out of their empty formations, a lot of times you see stack releases from Houston. In other words, two guys line up, you know, one's right in front of the other, like what New England likes to do, and they work off of each other underneath. So there is a chemistry factor with that. And then when you get into vertical routes, it's not enough to just tell Brandon Cooks to go out and run by somebody. You're going to want to incorporate someone else's route with that and have those guys crisscrossing downfield. They call those switch releases. So it might take some time for all that to come together because these receivers will have to learn to play off of one another. And what I am eager to see is, is it easier to do that when you're so stylistically similar? And we're talking about Cooks and Fuller in this case. Or is it more challenging? But Cooks and Fuller will be the vertical guys. Stills can do that, but Stills is also an excellent underneath intermediate receiver, very shallow underneath type of receiver. And then Cobb gives you that dimension as well. So four quality receiving weapons, and then the running backs can all catch balls too.
Yeah, Andy, you laid it out pretty good on the offensive side there. We're talking to Andy Benoit. He's brought to us by betonline.ag. But on the defensive side for the Texans, I mean, look, the main thing that they're getting is J.J. Watt back, hopefully, for a fully healthy season. They didn't make a lot of changes on that side of the ball, and that was not a strength for theirs last year. Can you think of a tougher assignment for a rookie defensive coordinator than getting handed Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh in the first three games of a season?
Yeah, no, I cannot, and especially Kansas City and Baltimore, because Kansas City is probably the most unique passing offense in the NFL, and among the many things that they do, and Baltimore is the most unique running offense, of course, but among the many things that Kansas City does, and I watched all of their 20-plus yard air throws last year. I did that for all the AFC teams. And Kansas City stood out very distinctly because when they go downfield, and they actually don't do it more often than most teams. I would have guessed they did, but they're not throwing downfield every snap like we might feel sometimes. But when they do throw downfield, almost always they have at least three, often four. Every once in a while they'll get the five. Usually it's four, though. The four guys are going very, very deep. And when they're running their routes, let's say I'm running a slant route, I'm going 6 or 7 yards, and then I'm slanting. And Kansas City's offense, they'll go 12 or 15 yards and then slant when they're trying to get vertical. So they really stretch the field uniquely because their routes can stretch out and just cover incredible amounts of ground, horizontally and vertically. And that's obviously the speed factor that they have with Tyreek Hill and some of those guys. And then, of course, their quarterback can do some unique things. So when you're drawing something up to deal with the Chiefs, you have to have an answer for that. And Houston last season, their answer a lot of the times was man-to-man coverage as the season went along. They did a lot of cover two as well. And Kansas City quietly had some trouble against cover two last season. So maybe we'll see that Thursday night. But Houston's identity, at least by the end of last year, had developed into man-to-man. So yeah. Then the question becomes, how do you get home to the quarterback? Because you're not going to – no coverage holds up for 4 or 5 seconds. Man-to-man against this speed will probably not hold up that long. And that's the challenge right there. Do you want to rush Mahomes and send an extra guy and make him get the ball out quickly? Now you're covering one-on-one if you do that. Or do you want to do what more teams do, which is kind of do not quite a mush rush, but you put guys back in coverage – give your defensive back some help to play to and deal with Mahomes that way. And that's the challenge. But, and you guys probably know this already, Houston's pass rush needs to be better than it was a year ago. They were really ineffective there. And when Watt was out of the lineup, they basically had no pass rush. So having Watt back alone is not enough. As great as he is, they need one or two other guys to be more effective this season.
Look, I know whenever you try to talk about a blueprint for dealing with a specific offense or a team, it's usually way overblown because you have to have the right players to follow a blueprint. But having said that, have you seen a certain strategy versus Travis Kelce that tends to work more often than others perhaps? Is there an appropriate way to go about it?
Well, one thing I think you can consider, and I'm trying to remember – I mean, I remember Detroit last year had a lot of success against Kelce. I don't remember what Kelce's numbers were by the end of the game. I want to say they were a little less than usual, but for much of the game, he was quiet. And the guy that guarded – Detroit did two unique things in that game. The guy that guarded him was Tracy Walker, who's a very long-bodied safety. He's got a lot of height and a lot of wingspan to him. And then the Lions, when they play man coverage, and this comes from New England, they do a really nice job of stationing their safeties – in certain ways where the help's going to come from where the route is likely to go as opposed to where the guy lines up. So in Kelce's case, that's a little challenging, though, because Kelce lines up on the weak side in obvious passing situations. Usually they put all the receivers to the strong side, the passing strength side, and Kelce by himself on the weak side. That can make it a little challenging to double him because usually your doubles are already starting out on the weak side rather than coming from the other side. But that's what they're going to do. You want to get a longer guy on Kelce because you need to get some kind of physicality on him. And then you want to have help at the inside levels and underneath or wherever you think his routes are going. It's not easy because he has a very complete route tree. And guys, I don't know, this Houston, I don't know if they have a long-bodied safety on the roster anyway. It's great to say that's the plan. But as you just said, Seth, you got to have the players that can do the plan as well. You know, they're not a long defense in terms of length. So One thing they may want to consider is because Kelce lines up so tight to the formation in obvious pass situations, he's usually just a couple of yards out wide. Would you be willing to walk one of your edge rushers out there and crowd that area and lend some presence to Kelce, or even sacrifice the edge rusher outright and have him jam Kelce coming off the line? If you're willing to do that, that would take Kelce out of the game. That's going to work more often than not. The problem is that makes life easier for other parts of Kansas City's offense.
Yeah, that's one thing I'd wonder last year, where the Texans weren't getting a pass rush anyway. Like, just go ahead and use one of those guys to jam.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. In the regular season, Tashaun Gibson did a really good job versus Travis Kelce. And then he didn't play in the playoffs. They tried Lonnie Johnson, who's a longer cornerback, but he played like a rookie. Yeah, so I think that Lonnie Johnson is, you know, we're all waiting to hear. There have been really good camp reports, but he's gone against nothing except Texans wide receivers. But then also A.J. Moore has been really getting a whole lot of buzz as a safety, and I think that he might I'm going to be, like everybody else, watching this very closely to see how they match up with Travis Kelce. Let me ask you, Andy Benoit.
And by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you. It's a great point on Lonnie Johnson, though. I would imagine they're going to go with it. He didn't do well in that matchup last time in the playoffs, but I would imagine that's what they'll go with. He's got the right kind of skill set. You'll have to give him some help.
Andy Benoit joining us. And, Andy, you're brought to us by betonline.ag, and I'm looking at the list of bets that Texan fans can get down on if they want to. There's a ton of them, whether it's postseason awards, passing leader, receiving, rushing yards, all kinds of over-unders. Give me one. If you had to place one bet on a Houston Texan, what would it be?
Deshaun Watson for MVP is probably a pretty good bet, because I think you know, voters appreciate Deshaun Watson. I think we all understand the value that he brings and the unique kind of value he brings and his ability to win on schedule and off schedule. And if Houston's going to be the team that they, I imagine, believe they can be, you know, obviously Deshaun Watson's going to be a big part of that. I think, what is it, 25-1
25-1. Yeah, 25-1. That is nice value. You're absolutely. And he gets a chance to make some big statements early in the year, you know. So
yeah, set the narrative that way too. And Watson's he deserves every penny he's gotten, and it's been fun to watch his development early on. He's been a lot better than I anticipated he'd be, if I'm being totally honest. He's a great player.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Andy Benoit. You can follow him on Twitter at Andy_Benoit. Andy's got a really interesting story. We don't have time to get into it, but he basically started writing about football when you were, what, 12 years old?
11 years old one summer. Yeah, that's right.
11 years old, just started reaching out to NFL people and everything, and NFL people were cool and got back to him, and he made a career for it out of himself. So one last thing for you, though, Andy, because all the hosts here are supposed to be compiling these keys to the game from various people, and you know, like Sean has like 7 different people that have sent them in. One of our other hosts has like 13. I've got 0 so far, so you'll be our first. Can you give me one key to the Texans winning this game on Thursday night?
Well, let's go over one that we haven't touched on already. How about dealing with Mahomes out of the pocket? And I would say spying Mahomes, or you don't have to spy him literally, but having designated eyes on Patrick Mahomes in some way. One thing to keep in mind, we think of a guy when you do spy or track the quarterback, we think of it as like, oh, well, let's go sack the QB if he gets outside the pocket. The other value of spying him, though, is you always have a defender in the line of vision of the quarterback. So I'm thinking a guy like Zach Cunningham. Cunningham typically takes the running back in man coverage, but let's say you put Cunningham on Mahomes and had him spy. That's a long-bodied guy right there. Maybe that's something that's a little bit different, a little bit disruptive to Kansas City. So showing Mahomes something that he maybe hasn't seen, and I would think that would involve putting eyes on him.
There you go. You're on the board, Seth. Nice job. You got
Thank you, Andy. I'm eternally indebted to you.
Yeah. Keys to the game from Andy Benoit, NFL analyst. Hey, Andy, we appreciate the time. Love the insight, and enjoy the games. We'll do it again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there it is. Andy Benoit does a really, really good job. That guy watches a lot of film, man. He watches a lot of film.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.